Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Lee! Hacker, to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the cyber chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on. Just wait and see why.
Sector 43 leads to Hacker's H-Drive.
I can't believe Matt is actually inside Hacker!
I can't believe this old shrink-ray invention of Dr. Marble's actually works. Matt, are you ready?
You bet!
You still have to install the new memory chip into Hacker's H-Drive.
It's as good as in. I'm almost there.
Reprogramming Hacker so he changes back into his good old self? Our best plan yet.
Yes, and the most dangerous.
Faster, dunce buckets! The reporter from Cyberships and Gardens is on her way! I want the Rika spotless. Not one speck of space sludge.
Huh?
My stomach!
What was that?
Must be something I ate. Feels like someone's walking around in here. Oh, that's better.
Ah! Whoa!
Oh, a clean Rika? A pictorial in a major magazine? What could go wrong on a day like today? I can't move. My back's out.
Hear that, Dee Dee? The hack's back is out of whack.
Good one, Buzzy. It rhymes.
Get off me, you tidbits.
No!
I don't know what happened, but I'm back at the H-Drive. Inserting new memory chip now! Whoa! There's suddenly something guarding the H-Drive. Let me see if I can get through it. Yikes! It's some kind of electronic field.
Somehow, Hacker's interior protection system got activated. It's impossible to get through it.
So how do I insert the disc now?
Don't worry, Matt. We'll think of something. Won't we?
I'm gonna look around. It is so weird to be inside Hacker.
Wait! Dr. Marbles once built a robot so tough he could get through any force field.
Where is it?
Just a second. Meet the RZR 9000!
Whoa!
I've got to get up! I've got to get ready for my interview! No!
What was that? Oh! Alas, and alack, the great hacker has been humbled. I can't stand. I can't move. I can't do anything.
So that's why everything went topsy-turvy. Hacker's lying down.
Maybe if I just... Oh!
Whoa!
I'm stuck.
This was not part of the plan.
I saw it obey the doc's commands. It'll do whatever we want it to do. Robot, I command you to shrink yourself, get inside Hacker, and insert the new disk. Go! Why isn't it moving?
'Cause robots are machines with circuits instead of brains.
Then how do we get it to do what we want?
If I remember, the doc used this thingy to control a robot.
Walk, walk number, turn right, turn left. There's all sorts of commands here the robot can follow. I'll try walk, hit run, and see what happens. Look out! Why doesn't it stop?
Maybe because you didn't tell it to.
Oh, I'll press stop.
I get it. The robot does exactly what the command says. Nothing more, nothing less.
Let's try some other commands.
Okay, robot, let's turn you around. Turn right. Turn right again.
Way to go, Jax.
What other commands are there?
Walk number. Maybe that means you can choose how many steps the robot takes. Walk two.
Sheesh! Giving commands is powerful stuff.
Boss! Boss! Look what I made to help you feel better! Didi's special chicken noodle soup!
How come you're sitting up like that, boss?
Because I'm stuck! That's why! No, straighten me out. Slowly, carefully... Oh!
Huh? Look, the boss has a screw loose.
What did he say?
Whoa! Man, what a ride this is!
Quick, Didi, give him the soup.
Open up, boss. Down the hatch for a better back.
By a noodle?
Don't ask. And one more thing?
Hacker's lying down now. The position of everything in here changed.
We read you, Matt. Hang in there. I don't have a choice.
Guys, we've got to turn this model on its back, like the real hacker, so we can figure out the right path for the robot.
The robot will enter here, through Hacker's recharger outlet. And he has to get over to where Matt is.
Maddie's hanging by a noodle right about here.
Okay, once inside, we need the robot to walk straight three steps, turn left, walk four. Hey guys, we can do this.
You're right. All we have to do is tell the robot how many steps to take and which way to turn. Do that and he'll end up right by Matt.
Can the robot do all that?
Sure! We've got all the commands right here!
Matt!
We have this robot that's going to come in there and get you out.
Sounds good to me. Can the robot put a memory chip into the H drive?
Forget the H drive. We're bringing you out.
No way.
We gotta complete our mission. I can hold out here.
I think.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. What do you think? Can the robot actually put the memory chip into the H drive?
I guess so, if there's a command for it. Oh, no! There's no command that says, put a chip into an H drive.
Well, if there's no command, then the robot can't do it.
Wait a minute. The doc had it fetch a circuit board once, and that's not on the command list either.
So how did Dr. Marbles do it?
To get the board, the robot walked to the box and then reached out its arm
Digit,
and...
you're a genius. We need to break up the job into simple, easy movements we can command the robot to do.
The robot can extend its arm. I bet it can slide a chip into the H drive.
Let's find out. Pretend this book is the chip. What commands will make the robot put the book into the slot on the shelf?
Well, first the robot has to walk to the shelf. 1, 2, 3 steps. Walk 3 steps. Now extend arm.
Turn right! Turn right! What happened?
I don't know. Let me pretend to be the robot. First, I walk 3. Then, I turn to the right. And then, I extend my arm.
That's it! You did the same commands, only in a different order.
Yeah, you turned before you extended.
Exactly! To complete a task, the robot has to be given the right steps in the right order.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to get your room as clean as the rest of the Rika, boss. You'll be on the cover of that magazine for sure.
Hey, boss, I found one of your pens.
I've moved. I'm back at the H drive now.
Gotcha.
Oh, put me down, you insensitive ingrates.
Okay, boss.
Whatever you say.
Why me? What did I ever do to deserve this?
Time to shrink our pal here. Little guys, ready to roll.
Man, what a long list of commands. I wish we could ask the robot to do the commands on the list all at once.
Hey, look at this command here. Do list. Maybe the robot can follow a whole list of instructions rather than just one command at a time.
Yeah, like a computer program. Let's test it on the model and see what happens.
Okay. I'll label our list. Do list. H drive. It's working! It's working!
Beautiful.
It's on the right track.
Uh-oh. It went the wrong way. We must have given a wrong command.
Good thing we caught it now. We just have to change that command from turn left to turn right.
Okay, let's try it one more time to be sure all the commands are in the right order.
Do list, H drive. Program successful! Oh, yeah!
Inez, you stay here and work the controller. I'll go with Digit and get the robot into Hacker.
Yes!
Portal, please, Motherboard! I'll find out where Hacker is.
The Reeker's all clean, boss. And so are your pens.
And I brought you a heating pad to make your back feel better. Whoa, 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 this baby's hot. Do you feel better, boss?
Oh, oh,
yeah! Too hot, boss?
Do me a favor. Don't do anything else nice for me, okay? And don't come back, ever! Body shop, this is the Hacker. Oh! Send a mechanic to the northern frontier! Now!
Hacker just called for a mechanic to check his back!
A mechanic, huh?
Yep. How are we gonna sneak the robot into him now?
I think I have a plan.
Come in!
You called for a mechanic?
Yes. I'm amazed you got here so soon. Oh!
You call, we install.
I don't need anything put in. I need something taken out. The pain in my back. Get rid of it. Oh!
Now let's see what the problem is. Oh, boy, I should have known. You slipped a fourth gasket.
The fourth gasket? Is that bad?
Oh, the worst, the absolutely, positively worst thing that can happen to a Borg!
Oh, no! No! I have an important interview in 20 minutes! You have to do something!
Give us a second, okay?
The robot's programmed to walk through Hacker when he's lying flat!
You're right!
We have to find a way to keep him like that.
We brought you some ice, boss.
Yeah, it'll make your back feel a lot better.
Problem solved, Jax. Okay, boys, cool it with the ice. The only way to treat a slip fourth gasket is by immobilization. The patient must remain motionless. No matter what, don't let him up.
You heard the mechanic. Do it.
Yeah, whatever you say, boss.
Oh, I just hope we're not too late.
Too late? Too late for what?
We'll do all we can, Mr. Hacker. You just need to trust us.
The robot's in. Okay. Do list. H drive.
Matt, the robot's inside and coming your way.
Cool. I hear it.
I hear it.
Hear what?
Your fourth gasket releasing.
Yep, the immobilization process is working.
Guys, I see him. Oh no, the robot's path is blocked by a carrot. It is, it can't move.
Stay calm, Matt. I just paused the robot. Can you move the carrot?
No, it's stuck.
Okay. I'll have to write a new list of commands to get the robot around the carrot. Tell me what it has to do.
It's got to turn left. Walk one step, turn right, walk one more step.
Then what?
Turn right again and walk one more step. Then turn left, that's it.
Got it. I'll label this list, walk around. Do list, walk around.
He did it, Nezzy! He's clear and back on track!
Cool! I'll hit resume and he should be back on track. And don't call me Nezzy.
I do believe it's working.
I thought my fourth gasket was up here.
It is!
Somebody call for a mechanic?
Huh?
And who are you? An Earth brat and a tin-witted cyber turkey!
I think we have another appointment.
Get up!
But, boss, they said not to get off!
Fine! Hang on!
I'll send you the bill!
Steady, buddy. Steady.
Hurry, Ditch! Oh, man! How come there's always a dead end?
We got them, boys! They're trapped!
The question is, what do you do with an interloping infant and a soft-headed cyber turkey? Perhaps I should pluck their feathers once and for all!
Yes!
Or should I give them a huge hacker huggy? Would you two mind removing yourselves from my person?
Sure, boss. Whatever you say.
Whatever makes you happy.
Thank you, my friends. My back feels so much better.
The new memory chip must be in place. Hacker's nice. At least for now.
That means Matt and a robot will be coming out any second. We gotta do something!
I'll handle it. But you owe me one, Didge. Okay. I'll go for the hacker huggy.
Wonderful. Give me a squeeze, you little ray of sunshine.
Ew, ew, and double ew! Hate to hug and run, Hacky, but we really have to go.
Ta-ta, big boy!
Come again real soon.
Oh, welcome back, Matt. Great job.
What was it like inside Hacker?
Like swimming in chicken noodle soup.
Yahoo!
By the way, in honor of this unbelievable cyberspace occasion of Hacker now being good, I wrote one more program for the robot. Duelist, dance! It's a victory dance!
All right, this robot rocks.
And this is my bedroom.
Oh, how utterly charming.
My nearest and dearest friends call this room Hack's Sack.
What's up with the boss? He's so nice all of a sudden.
Mind if I snap a photo for the magazine?
Please do. I'd be flattered. Wait, let me remove this unsightly mess.
Oh, look at me. My dress is ruined!
Who cares about you? Look at me! This place is a mess! My pins have popped! And my back's out again! Ah!
Guess what? The hack